Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're looking at 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's an old Chinese proverb I learned when I was in Kenya, Africa, years ago. It's funny to learn a Chinese proverb while you're in Kenya, Africa. I learned this one years ago. He who flies not high falls not low. It's true, ain't it? It may not make sense to some of y'all. He who flies not high falls not low. Take heed, let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he falls, okay? In other words, let me give you this in Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And I have written down once again, these sins cannot happen to me. That's why he says, take heed, watch out, pay attention, it will get you. Mostly when you think it won't sneak up on you, that's when it'll get you, okay? Let me, I want to finish this. Verse number 13, I'll add a little bit more to this. Verse number 13. Now, the first part of that. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. What does that mean? That means you are not unique in your temptation. You're not the only one that's ever faced this problem or this temptation. It's common to man. Other people have faced the same problems. And the temptations, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, these other things. But the word temptation refers to a trial, a time of testing. There has no temptation, a time of testing, a time of trial. By the way, remember, I think it was Kyler who read that God tempts no man. Okay. It's ourselves, our lust that tempts us, okay? God tempts no man. In other words, he's not going to put anything in front of you that's going to tempt you to make you stumble. We do that ourselves, or Satan or one of his little minions to do that for us. But God tempts no man. Anyway, so I want to get that clear. There has no temptation taken you, but just is common to man. Temptation refers to a trial, a time of testing. Now, the word taken, no temptation has taken you, means to get control of. It's got a hold of you. When temptation controls a believer, it leads the believer to sin. It's not the temptation. It's when that temptation takes you. It grabs you, and then it leads you to the sin. Remember Joseph? This one just popped into my mind. Remember Joseph, and he's there in the house of Potiphar? And Potiphar's wife, am I thinking right, people? Yeah. Potiphar's wife had already come to him a couple times and trying to entice Joseph. And Joseph, no. And finally, Potiphar's wife grabbed him and basically, remember Mae West said, come here, big boy, or something like that. You remember that? I'm telling Mae. Y'all remember, you old people remember that. Come here. She grabbed him and he took off. She had his clothes or his jacket, if you will, took off and, he tried to attack me, remember the story? But he ran. You need to run. You need to run. Well, didn't go too well for him, did it? Preacher, he got thrown into prison. Yeah, but look at the end of it, of the story. How did that go? What men meant for evil, God means for good. Did I get that right? I think that's right. Okay. But he's saying no temptation has taken you. It's getting a hold of you. That is common to man. And here it is again, but God is faithful. He's always there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're not out there on your own. But God is faithful. And I wrote here, I put, God cannot be otherwise. He cannot be otherwise. And then I wish I could express my feelings that I wrote down on the paper when I don't believe you can put that on a computer. I wrote, hallelujah. I don't think you can get that same feeling typing on a computer. I'm writing it, penning it, and from the depths of my soul, I put, hallelujah, God is faithful. He can be nothing else but faithful to us. Praise the Lord. And then it says this, he will not allow, who will not suffer you. The word suffer means allow you to be tempted above all that ye may be able, that you're able to bear it, to stand up under the pressure of giving in. He will give you the strength. You can't do this on your own. We ain't strong enough. But with God, all things are possible. And that's what it's talking about. But God is faithful, and He will give us the ability, the power to stand up under, not just stand up under, to go through it. To go through that temptation without sinning. To stand up under the pressures without giving in. The temptation and the way out, because it talks about He'll make a way to escape. The temptation and the way out always goes together for the believer. Did you catch that? He's not going to leave you stranded on a deserted island and say, well, how am I getting out of this mess? Looks like we're in a mess, Kemosabe. What do you mean we, pale face? It was funny. They ain't funny now. But you know what I'm talking about. He's not going to leave us by ourselves. It goes together. Temptation and a way of escape. Let me share this little story. I heard the story, and I wrote this story down at a market. A little boy is standing by some candy, and he was looking like he was going to put some candy in his pocket. Y'all got the picture. He's standing there looking at the candy, and he's looking at the door. He's looking at the candy. And the clerk saw the little boy and was watching him and said, hey, little boy, it looks like you're trying to take some candy. And the little boy replied, no, sir, you're wrong. I'm trying not to take the candy. That's temptation. Go ahead and take it, boy. No, well, there's a door. You don't have to do it. We can't, but He can. Turn me, I'll close with this. Romans chapter 8. And I'll close with this verse. Romans chapter 8, verse number 37. Romans chapter 8, again, it's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous chapter. I got 2 minutes. Let me read this. Verse number 35. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And look at verse number 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We can't, but He can. Let's finish this next two verses now. For I'm persuaded, I've come to the conclusion. That's what that word persuaded means, without a doubt. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember, God is faithful. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Our Father, You are so good to us, and we thank You for Your word. Lord, we've learned a lot again today. But like it says in Psalm 119, verse number 27, may we be able now to share it with others. Thank You for the privilege You gave me this week. Being able to help somebody with these verses. What an amazing God You are. Just when we need it, You're always there. Lord, may we be a blessing to others. Bless us this morning in our worship. May we see people come to You. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Sunday evening, April 13th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. Tribute Quartet will be with us April 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.